We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Well, good morning to you, Brevard County. This is a little bit different of a broadcast this morning. I just snuck into the radio station here under the weather. I've got, under the time clock there, I got no water at my house. But this morning, we are going to praise the name of Jesus. Amen? I was talking to my dad. I'm sure everybody else that was out there was having family check on you. I had people say, get out, get out. And I said, you know, I'm primarily concerned about your family. It's like, oh, well, thanks. but anyway, I said, you know what? My family is a high priority, and we got to safe ground. But we just got power back on at our house last night. Still have no water there on the barrier islands. And so, today I'm here to minister to you. So if you're here today and you're expecting, the typical Bible study, you know, we've been talking about peace, and I want you to know that I had perfect peace throughout that entire storm and, slept great all night. In fact, they said, did you hear that at between 2:30 and 3 o'clock of the morning? And it's like, no, didn't hear a thing. I was just sound asleep. But we are here to minister to you. And so the first thing I want us to do today is I want us to praise the Lord. See, I've recorded several broadcasts so that and we didn't know what was going to be the condition with the radio station or how quick we could get here and all that sort of stuff. So we were prepared in advance, but there are a lot of people who don't do well in storms, and so I'm here today to try and minister to you through that. And so if we can, I think the first thing that we should do is offer up some praise and thanksgiving to God, because I was talking to my family. This is what I started to tell you, and I said, you know, I'm going to have to speak to that storm a few more times because it's not peacing and be stilling. And my father was who I was talking to, and he said, I wouldn't be so sure about that because it was a hurricane category 5, and by the time it gets to you, it's going to be a much, much milder storm than what it was. And so, you know, always thankful to get a better perspective. So, you know, the primary thing is peace. There's a song that a Christian group does that's out there and says, sometimes he calms the storm and sometimes he calms the storm in me. So today we want to thank God for his protection. I've driven around many of the neighborhoods and didn't see damage-free zones, but I did see areas that could have been hit a whole lot worse. So if you can, join me as we pray. Don't close your eyes if you're driving. I know some of you have not been able to return to work yet. My wife hasn't. One of my daughters hasn't. One had to return today. My son returned today, and I'm here today. But I'll tell you a little bit about our story, and then we'll get on with seeing if we could help some folks out there today as they are recovering. Father, we just want to thank you. This is a beautiful day. Thank you, Lord, for your protection. Lord, we want to thank you that the name of Jesus still triumphs over the name of any other storm. God, we want to thank you. You've brought us through storms before. Lord, you brought us through this storm. But Lord, there will still be more storms to come of one variety or another. And Lord, I just pray today that the people of Brevard County would experience what the disciples experienced, and that was, instead of giving into fear, that their faith in you has been emboldened, it's been strengthened. And God, I just pray that today we would be about your business. God, I want to thank you and praise you. You have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And we just bless you now, Lord. I thank you for every listener who's out there. God, I pray that it would be a blessing to them. And Lord, that you would mobilize the saints in Jesus' name. Amen. So this is going to seem a little bit less organized than normal. That's because it's a little bit less organized than normal. I've I tried to take care of every thing at the church last week, then the house. I had a property that we've been trying to sell over in Polk County. I never even got to it. And I got a report from my real estate agent over there yesterday, said the house came through absolutely fantastically. Everybody else in the neighborhood, I had people who were calling me and saying, is there anything you want us to do over here? Was it, well, is there anything open? No, everything's closed. And I said, just keep an eye out on it for us. And so God protected even that which I could not get to. And so I'm very thankful for that. But as we were going and retrieving our stuff from our son's house, we evacuated from our home, not because we thought that we needed to evacuate from our home, but we did it because of the first responders. And I want to say a big thank you to all of the first responders. I want to say thank you to the sheriff's deputies here on Merritt Island and the police departments throughout the county. I want to say a big thank you to the firemen and firewomen and the emergency medical staff. I saw ambulances running yesterday, and the emergency operations center that has been keeping things up and running. I want to say thank you to FPL and also to the various water departments who are working feverishly to get service restored as quickly as possible. We say thank you. Many of them have been out in weather that we would not want to go out into. And so today we want to say thank you. And if you know of a story, now I'm going to have to ask you to email me these stories, because our answering machine at our house, our phones aren't working. I'm not sure about the phones at church. There was power, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the phones are working. So if you can email us or send us a message to Facebook, our internet has been out. I can see when I get things, but I can't necessarily open them. But if you know somebody who went above and beyond the call of duty during this storm and would just like to say thank you, if you want to send an email to those, I'm probably going to try and mention those as soon as I can. But you'd have to send it to us at MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com, MerrittAssembly at hotmail.com. So I saw a headline on a newspaper yesterday. I was stopping to get some gas for my wife to go to work, whenever that is. And I saw a newspaper and it said the state of fear. And I want to say that that's no state to live in. You don't want to live in a state of fear. God has given us faith to overcome. And so, like I shared on last Friday's broadcast, I encourage you to live in a state of faith, a state of peace, a state of trust, rather than a state of fear. I'm not saying don't proceed with wisdom. Like I said, we evacuated, but it was because we didn't want to jeopardize people's lives. And so when we started getting reports from our neighborhood that we could see on television that there were some things that were going on in our neighborhood, we started calling as many of the people as I knew had stayed. There was one neighbor that had told me they were leaving. They ended up staying, and I was unable to check on them during the storm, but they were fine yesterday. I checked on them. And, I just want to say thank you to the responders. That's all. I mean, we can do our part. We can do the preparations. If you see my Facebook post, you'll see that God gave me a creative solution for the church as far as a way to protect the windows. It worked. I'm not saying that they're Hurricane Andrew approved shutters, but they were Hurricane Irma successful. I can tell you that. And so we bring you a good report. We still don't have any water at the church, but we did get power back yesterday afternoon. We've checked on as many of our folks as we can, and they are in good shape. So on Sunday morning, I did a Facebook Live service. I didn't have any musicians. I did it from my son's living room, and it was a very short service, not because I wanted it to be short. Well, I actually did want it to be short because there are people who are going through a lot of things. And this is the verse that I shared from on that day. Lamentations chapter 3, verse number 22. Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. There will be a lot of people who look to their circumstances to dictate their theology. And today I want to challenge you not to be one of those. I mean, because you may know someone who lost one of the homes that was completely devastated. You might know someone whose home was flooded. And people say, why didn't God stop this? And I want you to understand that it says here, it is through the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. The devil is the one who comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we might have life and have it abundantly. And so we don't put ourselves in presumptuous situations. We put ourselves in places where the wisdom of God is demonstrated. We put ourselves in places where there are places of obedience. And I want to tell you this, we put ourselves in places where we are able to serve. So I was supposed to start a sermon series this last week on pursuing greatness. So I'm just going to give you a couple of little doses on what's coming up, because you're not supposed to be pursuing to be the greatest salesman of your company. Although I believe that God will give you creative ability. He will give you favor with God and man, and will cause you to be a great asset to your company. But that is not our pursuit. We seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all of those other things will be added unto us. And so I wanted to start off by reminding you that God is great in faithfulness. This is from Lamentations, which means weeping. It is a time of mourning. And in spite of everything, every season of adversity that Jeremiah was seeing, he said, God, there's only one reason that we are not destroyed, and that is because of your great mercy. Thank God for his mercy today. Because it's very simple. If the devil had his opportunity, I would be dead, you would be dead, everybody around us would be dead, because he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That is what he does. And so it is his, it goes on here in verse number 22, it says, because his compassions fail not. God's mercy, his love, his compassion has not ceased in the past week and a half. It absolutely has not. Jesus, it said, was moved with compassion. It is one of my favorite topics in the New Testament, is that Jesus is moved with compassion. And so today I want you to get up. As I was coming into the radio station this morning, the sun was shining, but it was raining. So I had driven around the block, and I said, you know what? I need water at my house. And so I went back and I grabbed my trash can out of the kitchen, and I put it to where it would catch any rainwater that came off of the roof, because we need water there. I was discussing it with my wife this morning, and she said, you know, I think I've got a solution for that. And I said, you know what? That's a really good idea. So let me tell you what that solution is. If you do not have water today and you are unable to flush your toilets, and but you do have an irrigation system where you have a pump, start up the irrigation system and fill up your containers with water to the best of your ability, so that you will have water that you can flush your toilets with. That way you are able to save your drinking water for drinking. You need that water to drink. And so God's compassion, he's moved with compassion. And today, not only are we talking about great is God's faithfulness, but if we are going to pursue greatness, Jesus instructed his disciples that said, if you want to be great, you must be the servant of all. And so today I want to challenge you to be looking not just for your own needs, but looking for opportunities that you can to serve other people. And so if you see neighbors that are in trouble as far as trees on their houses, now, when we were driving around just checking to see if we could come home yesterday, we saw a lot of people out that were already taking care of that. Much of the debris in our neighborhood has already been cleared up. I've still got some to do at the church, but look for an opportunity to serve if you can. They're out there. They are out there, and I encourage you to look for those as much as you can. Be moved with compassion for your neighbor. This is not a time to be analyzing and diagnosing the judgment factor, you know, well, why did this happen and all of this sort of stuff. This is a time that the Church of Jesus Christ has an opportunity to let the love of Jesus shine. There were critics of the church, of a particular church's response and to the storms in Houston. And here's what I believe. I believe our response should be as organic as possible. That means that it stems from our relationship with Jesus. I sat in a meeting for emergency disaster response, and you know, I thank God for the people who that's their niche, but it wasn't my niche. I'll be honest with you. It wasn't mine. I don't need to sit in a bunch of meetings and things like that. If there's someone hungry that I can feed, I'm going to feed them. If there's somebody who needs help with the debris in their yard, I'm going to try and help them. If there's somebody who needs a tarp over their roof. And so thank God for the churches in Brevard County. We have a disaster relief ministry. I've heard that they were going to be on site down in the Miami area. I'm not sure about other areas that they are going to be in, because this is such a large storm. I mean, I saw a picture that the wind field covered at one point in time over 1,200 miles once it got to the coast of Florida. And so there's devastation from Key West all the way up to Jacksonville and into Atlanta and along the coast. And so I can't tell you that where the organized disaster relief is, but I can tell you that God has strategically chosen Brevard County as the place that you and I should live, and that he has strategically chosen that September the 12th, I believe that's the day this is, the last few days have run together, but I'm pretty sure this is September the 12th, that he's chosen that we should be strategically placed by the hand of God and the wisdom of God in this divine chess match, if you will, to triumph over the power of the enemy. He has placed us here to be his hands extended. And so today I want to encourage you to pursue greatness as a servant of the living God. Pursue greatness as a servant. If you will be great, you must be the servant of all. And so that's going to require some humility. It's going to require some ingenuity. My kids saw the way that I operated in the preparation of the storm, and they told me later, they said, there is one thing for sure, and that is God has blessed us with a creative father. And so if you do not have traditional means, do not panic. Do not panic. There may be a miracle laying around that that God has already provided you for. So when one of my daughters saw the pictures of how I was preserving the church windows, she said, now that's Christian redneck right there. Now I'm not a redneck, but I am from Oklahoma. She said, that's Christian redneck right there. And so when I posted that on Facebook, a number of people said, we want to see pictures. We want to see pictures. And one of the pastor's wives who saw it said, you know what? That's really, really ingenious right there. I commend you. Kudos. You didn't even have to use church resources. There was something already on hand that was we were able to use. In fact, much of what I used were things that we had just laid around. The original purpose of that item had failed, but it was there, and it was just the right size for me to be able to use it to help protect our church windows. Great is the compassion of God. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Now, let me take you over to 2 Timothy chapter 2. So today, pursue great faithfulness. Don't go into a self-pity party. Don't go into a moaning party and say, oh, you know, woe is me. God let me down and all of that. Verse number 11 of 2 Timothy chapter 2 says this. This is a faithful saying. For if we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. Okay, that's a bad place to be right there. But, verse 13, if we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. So God is faithful. The important thing to remember today is the most important aspect of our community to be preserved is the people. Jesus came and died on the cross to save people, not to save buildings. In fact, if you remember, he said about the temple, he said, there's not going to be one stone left on another. He didn't come to prepare or to preserve that temple. He came to redeem people. And so I rejoice with you today. I thank God today that you are alive. And I thank God today that he is faithful. He remains faithful because it is who he is. Interesting thing about 2 Timothy, that passage we just read, I had looked at that passage just a little bit prior to the storm's arrival, and it says, he remains faithful, he cannot deny himself. And the truth of the matter is, you are who you are. You are who you are. And there are some people in our society right now, and they say, hey, I've got to be who I am. And so that is a definition of integrity. But there is only one individual in all the world and all of history that was never, ever going to change. And his name is Jesus. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. All of the rest of us are in a modification process. We are in a refreshing process. I can't tell you how many times over the past few days I've hit the refresh feature on my phone internet capability while I still had it, to so that it would update where I was. I wasn't looking for an update on where the storm was when it began. I was looking for an update as of 8 o'clock or 11 o'clock. I was wanting to know what the latest information was. All of the rest of us, including myself, we have to change. And so today, if you look at yourself in the mirror and you say, you know what, I don't like who I am, and I can't deny who I am any longer, and I need Jesus to change me so that I am a person of integrity while also being a person of God, I encourage you to be faithful to the person that God wants you to be. He loves you as you are, but he loves you too much to leave you that way. And so I encourage you today, allow God to work in your heart, because there will be another storm that comes. There will be another crisis that arises. There will be another situation that arises, and you need a faithful God at that point in time. So great is your portion. Great is your faithfulness. Verse number 24 of Lamentations chapter 3. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I hope in him. The faithfulness of God is great. And today, if you don't have a car, you have an immeasurable portion. You have the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart and in your life. And I encourage you to embrace that portion and say, I am blessed and highly favored. I encourage you today, believe that, cling to that, and put your hope in him. Put your hope in him. Therefore, I hope in him. I tell you one thing, my greatest concern out of this storm had nothing to do with God. It had to do with the fact that because the forecast models were so wrong that people would not believe them anymore. And guess what? There's another storm that will arise. Jose don't know what he's going to do right now, but I can tell you what, God has never missed a forecast in his life. Put your hope in God today. Put your confidence in him today, because he is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. I tell you what, if your television is out, if there's nothing else you can do, I tell you, there's this old school time device that you can use that will be a blessing to your soul. It's called the Bible. Grab your Bible and say, you know what? I am going to pursue the Word of God and the relationship I have with God. I am going to study. I am going to come out of this storm stronger than I went in today. Find a place to pray. Pray for your neighbors. Be great in your faithfulness to God today, because he is great in his faithfulness to you. And be a great servant to this community, because they need to see that Jesus loves them. Like I said, if you know of a situation where a person's in a critical need, email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com, and we will do our best to get that information taken care of. And if you know somebody who went above and beyond the call of duty, do the same. We'll see you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.